Beikara, I'd like to start the Gemara today, but before that, there's an important yisod of the Shach, which has to do with both the Reisha and the Seifa of our Mishnah. And we're ending our Siddharma above Metzia, something that's important to come away with. I hope, that after we close above Metzia Gemara, and you think back to Daf Beis, you'll always remember that by Yachlaiku, there's a Machlaikus Rashi and Tosfos, and Rishayim. Rashi holds the only Yachlaiku depends if Yesh Vaday Ramai or Leka Vaday Ramai. So according to Rashi, you can only say Yachlaiku if there's no Vaday Ramai. If there's a Vaday Ramai, you don't say Yachlaiku. And according to Tosfos and the Rash, it depends if Chaluk Yechayli is Emes, or according to Tosfos, if the Chalukah could be Emes, then you do Yachlaiku. If it can't be Emes, you don't do Yachlaiku. Alright, so we had a lot of raid on it, a lot of discussion of what the Rambam sheet is. But to remember the basic aside, that Rashi holds it depends if Ramai, Tosfos holds it depends if Chalukah Yechayli is Emes. There's a third Mahalach, which is the Shach's Mahalach, in a few places, that even according to Tosfos and the Rush, that it depends if Chalukah Yechayli is Emes, it's a combination of both. Which means, if there's no Vaday Ramai, Yizicha Seyach Loiku, with everybody. When there is a Vaday Ramai, then it depends if Chalukah Yechayli is Emes. Now, the Shach Sheet is important anyway, but Mestom we pass not like the Shach. And therefore, it's hard to walk away from the Masechta without knowing the Shitas HaShach, that everyone holds, if there's no Rama, you could do Yachlaiku. The Kuli Alma. The whole discussion is only, if there's a Vaday Rama, one person says it's mine, the other person says it's mine, then Rashi holds Vaday Rami, you never say Yachlaiku. And Tosfos holds, it depends if Chalukah Yechayli Yosemes. The Shach says this in a number of places. And there's one Raya from the Reisha of the Mishnah, and one Raya from the Sefer. In the Reisha, the case of Gazalti Le'echad Mikhem. So this we already spoke out. The Rambam Shita is, by Gazalti Le'echad Mikhem, Mi'ikar Adin, what do you do? Mi'ikar Adin, Gazalti Le'echad Mikhem, you put the money down, and Yachlaiku, right? It's Shema V'Shema, nobody knows, the case of our Mishnah. You put the money down, Yachlaiku. So he asked the Kasha, why Yachlaiku? The Shach said, why, if I stole from one of you, I don't know who? The reason you do Yachlaiku is because Lekavadei Ramai. He says, I don't know if you stole from me. He says, I don't know. Lekavadei Ramai, we say Yachlaiku. So the Ktzais asked, that's good if you hold Lekavadei Ramai. What happens if you hold with Tosfos Mahalach? That depends on Chalukah Yechayli Yosemes. So now Mishnah, the Chalukah can't be true. He either stole from one, he stole from the other. If they're not Chalukah Yechayli Yosemes. The answer is, the Shach Shita is, that by Lek Avadei Ramai, it doesn't matter if the Chalukah can be true. By Lek Avadei Ramai, that is Shitas HaShach. If no one's lying, you do Yachloiku. Like we said, it could be with the Hezra of Shmuel, that it's a Yachloiku of the Baleidinim, that if they're both Shemas, they do Yachloiku. The Hezra fits beautifully with this, with the Shach. But whatever the Hezra is, whatever Hezra you want to go with, that is the Shach Shita, that since it's Lek Avadei Ramai, that's why you say Yachlaiku in this case. And the Ktzais here in Sidushin Samachay in the Reisha, it doesn't like it. It doesn't like this thing. Like everyone, if Lek Avadei Ramai Yachlaiku, he has a cash on it. But Lema'isa, that's the Shita Sashach, that if Lek Avadei Ramai, you certainly say Yachlaiku, And that's why if you stole from someone and they both say they don't know, you say Yachlaik. That's one place where the Shach says. The Sefer. Manashlishi. By Manashlishi, we say give 100 to him, 100 to him, Vashar Yehimut. Why don't we say Yachlaiku in the Sefer? Why don't we say Yachlaiku? What's the answer? In the Sefer, why don't you say Yachlaiku? Emunah Shlishi. Huh? I say I gave the 200. He says he gave the 200. Why don't we split it? Teretz is. It's a Vadei Ramai. That's one thing. And according to Tosfos, the Teretz is. Ein Achaluk, Yechayli Yisemus. Right? Tosfos said that big. But Emunah Shlishi, of course he can't say Achaluku. Ein Achaluk, Yechayli Yisemus. The Rosh says, why is Ein Achaluk Yechayli Yisemus by Emunah Shlishi? What's the answer? Why can't the Chalukah be Emes? What? So the Rosh says, even though it could be later, they sold it. One person sold the other one half of it. But it goes according to the Shas HaNasina. At the time he received it, Yisachar didn't receive half from one, half from the other. He knows he received 200 from one, 100 from the other. So you go according to Shas HaNasina, and at the Shas HaNasina, he knows he got 100 from one, and 200 from the other. So the Rosh's side is you go Basar Shas Nesina. So the Urim Tumim is a kasha. The Ketzos brings it in the name of Urim Tumim and Kuf Lamed Ches Aleph. He says, you go according to Shas Nesina. On Daf Beis, we had the case of Mekach U'Memkach. Two people went into a store. They each gave the person money to sell. Echad nidaite, echad ba'karche. Person took money from two. He was selling one horse. He took money from him, he took money from him. And now they're fighting. So we say Yachloiku. Why do we say Yachloiku? Yachloiku liyasamis. It could be they have an agreement that they're going to split it. Frechto ha-matumi in 1 minute. The Rosh said it goes according to the time you got the money. It has to be Yachloiku liyasamis when you got it. By Mekach U'Memkar, it's not Yechayel Yisemes when you got it. Because when you got it, you got money from him, you got money from him. It wasn't a split. So he doesn't understand the Rosh. The Rosh says it has to be Chaluk Yechayel Yisemes at the time you received it. So why by Mekach U'Memkar is Yachlaiku? At the time you received it, Yizichah received from one or the other. And for the Ketzos, by Mekach U'Memkar, you know why it's Yachlaiku? Because of the Shach. Even though there the Chalukah can't be Emes, but by Mekach U'Memkar we said there's no Vadei Ramai. Could be each one's telling the truth. Each one, he gave him money and he agreed. Well, he felt he agreed. It's like a Vadei Ramai. So it's up to Ketzos, the Loi Teshach, the case of Mekach U'Memkar is good. The Shach said by Lekach Vadei Ramai, everyone agrees Yachlaiku. And in that Ketzos, in Kuf Lamed Ches, he's happy with the Shach. Not like Vayasi has kashes. He's happy with Shivas HaShach. So Al Kopanim, without spending too much time on it, the Yisoid of the Shach, which Ketzos uses to answer the case of Mekach U'Memkar, the comparison of Mekach U'Memkar, is this Yisoid. That if it's Lekha Vadai Rama, you always do Yachlaiku. That's the bottom line, which will put Yisoid. Normally, I would say we pass on Tosfos. It only depends if Chaluk Yechayel Yisemes. But the Shach, no. But if like a Vadei Ramai, you could do Yachloiku anyway. And since everybody always likes Yachloiku, Yachloiku is everyone's favorite psak. No one likes Yemunach. No one likes Kol Olam Gavar. Especially when they're both a Shema, Yachloiku is the best way to go. So this Shach is an important Shach that we say Yachloiku in a case where there's no. Where there's no clarkites. Alright, I'd like to start the Gemara. before I start, I just as you're learning and you look around, we spoke a lot about someone who stole, he doesn't know who he stole from. If he yotzei de shemayim, he ends up paying extra. The question that I'd like to just ask you, if you'll find anywhere, is whether this applies to gezeila b'shegeg as well. I haven't seen yet, so hopefully we'll find somebody. We were talking about people who steal b'nezik. There are people sometimes who steal b'shegeg. Will take something, they think you're allowed to take it. The ma'imer mutter, umbrellas and shul, people could take, they think you're allowed to. There could be situations of gezeila b'shegeg. I'd like to know, la'halacha, hopefully we'll bump into it somewhere, if the rules were saying that you have to pay double once they say that shemayim, whether that extends to gezeila b'shegeg. It's only someone who steals b'nezik. Maybe that'll depend on the way we learn up the sugya Gemara. I can't be sure. I'll start learning the Gemara now. But if it's a knas, so maybe it doesn't apply to shegeg. That's what I was thinking. If it's a knas, which is where Gemara starts, so maybe it shouldn't apply to shegeg. And if it doesn't apply to shegeg, then you could just miniach b'neim. There's no chiyuvot to see the shemayim. That's my question. If it's a knas, do they count as someone who's a shaygeg? What? Lahaloch it's a knas. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a knas. If it's a knas, you know, it's a funny thing. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a knas in Sif Aleph, when they're both baris. When each one's a bari and you have to pay twice, Shulchan Aruch says it's a knas. In Sif Beis, when they're both shemas, and lots of Yisrael Shemayim, you have to pay both, the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis doesn't say if it's a knas or not. Maybe it'll depend on how we learn the bottom of the Sabbat. We have to see. I imagine that we'll bump into Rishonim. We'll talk about whether it's a knas. But I want to set the table before we start the Gemara. There's a type of Geneva where they're both Shemas. Everything we talked about till now, that's all we talked about. The Mishnah's case. In the idea, they don't know either which one. He said, "Let's see, they shemayim pay both. Nikra din, put it down. They split it." And now we're going to talk about. We get to it in the Gemara, Reb Taffa, Reb Akiva's case, when they're both timing. You stole from me. Each one says you stole from me. And there, Reb Akiva holds you. We pass like Reb Akiva. You have to pay to both of them. The question is, in both cases, is it an issue of knas? Not an issue of knas. That's what we're going to do now with the Gemara. Now, I'm going to learn the Gemara today. We're going to learn one kasha, one teretz. Second kasha, second teretz. Shir today, or what remains of shir, is going to depend on your following the shakla v'tayi of the Gemara. From that, going to come out big nafkaminas. But everything depends. Sometimes I say the Gemara, so people tune out. They learned the Gemara. And then you tune back in. Here, I'm just telling you before I start. There's a machlokes rishonim how to teach a line in the Gemara. You have to follow as I learned the Gemara. Kasha teretz. That's what we're going to learn. The question will be the following question. Gemara is a kasha and teretz number one. Kasha teretz number two. The question will be, is teretz number two meant to replace teretz number one? Is the second teretz of the Gemara meant to say, forget teretz number one, we have a new mahalach? Or is it meant to work with teretz number one? Teretz number one remains. We have a second kasha, we have a teretz on the second kasha. So the question that's our entire discussion for today is, how do you end up at the end of the second teretz? Do we stick with the first teretz? Or it's a replacement for the first teretz. So let's learn the Gemara and let's see what we're talking about. Okay, we're a little at disadvantage. I already spoke out the Maskanas HaGemara that the Mishnah is talking Lots of Sidei Shemayim. We don't know that now. Gotta erase that. We think we're talking Ikra Din. Let's learn the Ikra Din. Reisha. What did it say in the Reisha? Gazalti Lechad Mikem Eini Adeya. So the Reisha said, what's the din? Pay both. Finish. Pay both.
Alma misfeka mafkina memayna, v'lai aminin uki memayna b'cheskes mare. We see you don't say hamaytzi b'chaveira al haraya. That's what Gemara is saying. In the Reisha, you have to pay 100 to each one. You don't say hamaytzi b'chaveira al haraya for a mini. What about the sefer? Shnayin shefki duetzel echa zemana zemasayim zayim shlima sayim zayim shlima sayim noistel zemana zemana b'shayim u'nechachiv elio. Why doesn't he pay both? Why doesn't he pay both of them? If you don't say it, it's a variety. So pay both of them. Why don't you pay both? So the Gemara is asking, Mamanashach. In the Reisha, you pay both. In the Sefer, you pay only one. What's going on here? Now you and I know that at the bottom of the page, the Gemara will say the Reisha is lots of sedition. I am in the Sefer is not. We're not holding there. Now we're holding that both a payment maker adin. The Reisha by Geneva, you pay maker adin to both. The Sefer by Manashlisha, you pay maker adin to one. It's like Gemara Maishna. Teretz number one. A Malay Pekadin, a Gezel Karamis. Gezel Davin Isura Kansura Abana. Pekadin Alayam Isura like Kansura Abana. So what's Teretz number one? This is all a Knas. It's all a knas. It's not mikra adin. Mikra adin. I might feel chaver of haraya. Even by gzeila. It's not mikra adin. It's a knas. The rabbanon put a knas on him. Ganiv. Gaglin. Pay both. Good. That's the Gemara's teretz. Now, at this point, we're talking in a case where you have to pay both of them the mikra adin. Now, is there any case, la halacha, that you have to pay both of them the mikra adin? Halacha. Do you have to pay? You're not sure if you start from one of two people. Is there any case that the ikra adin you have to pay both?
No.
What? No. I'm saying b'gzeila. You start from one, you're not sure from who. Is there any case that you pay both of them? Okay. If they're both bari, if they both say you stole from me, the halacha is you have to pay both. That's Sif Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. If each one is Teveya, and you don't know which one you stole from, you have to pay both. Why? According to this Teretz, it's Tatz Knas. Our discussion of yesterday, 2 days ago, whenever we started the Sugya, was all when there are Shema. Then, Mikra Din, Meniach Benem, and Mustavik. But if they're both Baris, then the Knas is Mikra Din. You pay both maker edin. So according to this teretz, it's a knas. Why does a gazlan pay two people? Maker edin. How could you have a case where a gazlan pays two people? La halacha, either, like I said, sif aleph of shin samachay, where each one's a bari, you have to pay both. Or sif beis by bolas esidei shemayim, even if they're not a bari, you pay both. At this point in the Gemara, why does a gazlan pay both? Mishum Knas. Good? Next kasha. Frakti Gemara. Varami Pekadna Pekadna. Varami Gezel Agezel. I have two new kashas. We're only going to learn the first one. Pekadna Pekadna. The Tani Reisha. Oy Ovishalecha Mekan Hifkeret Slimana. The Aini Idea Ezehu. Nisi Lezemana Ulezemana. It says in the Reisha. Of Shalach and Mekem gave a pekad. I don't know who. Noisin lezeman lezeman. What does that mean? You don't say amaytim chaver of a rai. You say you have to pay both. That's a case of pekad. No knas. Pekad. Veramini shnayim shifkidu manashlishi. You don't pay both. Kaval de gakasha. By manashlishi you don't pay both. In the ratio you do pay both. Maishna. The Gemara Teretz. So I'm calling Teretz number two. Teretz is Amarava Reisha Nasa Kamishif Kidulai Bishne Kriches. The Reisha, it's like you gave it to him in separate bundles. If two people give you a Shmira, separate bundles. It's your Achrayis to remember who you got it from. Seifa. In the Sefer, they gave it to him in one bundle. He doesn't have to be Medayik. kugayin dafkidu tarvayi ba'adi adadi b'chad zimna. Damalu anku feichu loy kiptisu adadi. You're not makbir on one on the other. Ano kapitna. Second teretz. What's the second teretz? Second teretz is, when are you chayiv to pay two? Only when havalei lemedik. When there's two. When you have a leila medik, that's when you pay double. Okay? Now everyone get this klar. The first teretz, when do you pay two? Only when it's a knas. The second teretz, when do you pay two? When there's a tang on you, have a leila medik. You are a medayik, that's why you pay two. Right? Those are the two teretz that we can buy. Again, first teretz is you pay two when it's a knas. Second teretz is you pay two when have a leila medik, you should have been medayik. Now, if it be time to start clearing, we'll do this Sunday. What's the time that I should have been medayik? I have to pay because I should have been medayik. You'll be medayik. I have to be medayik. We're going to have to talk about what have a leila medik means. And it's all tied to what we're going to discuss today. But for this minute, a shomer, I think we understand. If you take shmira from two people, you have to be medayik from where you got it. What? Right. What declare? Therefore, you pay. So why not on the zeman or the zemana? In the case of the father. Have a leila medik. Even though you're the son. Even though you're the son.
I'm the son.
Oh, you mean that they? It was the father. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, good. Fine. The issue is the following, and this we'll see it in a minute as a machlekes rishayim. You could touch this Gemara two ways. You could touch the Gemara that we're having charata from the whole idea of knas. We said the teretz of knas, we thought it answers the ratio. Now we're saying the teretz, we have a leila medik. They have a leila medik. If they have the teretz, have a leila medik, that answers both cases. It's not a knas. Saibeg zeila, saibeg pikadim. Have a leila medik, you should have been the guy. So why by a gazlin you stole from one of two people, you don't remember who? Why do you pay double? Have a leila medik. You're supposed to remember who you steal from. You steal from somebody? You should remember who you stole from. You should be able to pay him back. Have a leila medik. Have a leila medik is ikar adin. It's not a knas. Have a leila medik is a chiyav min hadin. It's not a punishment. Have a leila medik is either chsarin or shmira, we'll call it. You got something, you weren't Cesarish Bishmiras, right? That's why you have to pay. Have a leila medik. That's what the Gemara says. Have a leila medik, you have to pay twice. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if I got a pekudin from one of two people, I don't know who. I say, I don't remember which one of two people. I have to pay 200. Why? Have a leila medik. A shomer. The Gemara doesn't say knas. The Gemara says have a leila medik. Have a leila medik means it's a punishment maker at the end. Have a leila medik. The Rambam's lashon is have a leila medik or pesheyahu. He's a pesheyah b'shmirasa. That's one's lashon. Have a leila medik. He's a pesheyah b'shmirasa. The Shulchan is, I think, the same lashon. You're a pesheyah. If someone gives you something to watch and you don't remember who gave it to you, the Rambam says that's a pshia. That means yichai mikra adin, not as knas. Yichai mikra adin, you're pshia b'shmira. So the question now is, what about when you stole from one of two people you don't remember who? Should we learn that that's also a case of havalei lemedik? It's a case that the Gemara in the final teretz is saying that you made a mistake. You should have been medayik. If you would have been medayik, you would have... You wouldn't have made the mistake. And that's the way the Ramban learns the Gemara. The Ramban, actually, at the end of the Sugya, but he learns the Gemara
that in the Maskana, it's a taina in by Gezeila, Havalei L'Mezek, you steal from someone, you should be Medayik. Or, no, the Gemara stayed with the first Teretz. The first Teretz was Knas. By Gezeila, why do you pay two? Well, it's Knas. You pay two, it's a Knas. Why by Pekodin? By Pekodin, why do you pay two? Havalei L'Mezek. But by Gezeila, there's no time to have a Leila Medik. You have to think about why. By Gezeila, there's no time to have a Leila Medik. By Gezeila, you pay out Knas. And by Pekodin, you pay maker, by Maker Edin. Comes out in the Maskana. By Pekodin, everyone holds it's out to have a Leila Medik. No Shaila. By Gezel. Machlaikis, the Ramban and the Rashba. When you stole from one of two people and you don't know why, and you don't know who, in a case we have to pay double, either they're both Bari or it's a Shema and Balaf is their Shemayim, either one of those two cases. The Ramban and the Rashba argue. The Ramban says, why do you have to pay Ksavalei L'Medik? The Rashba says, you have to pay Alt Knas. The nafkaminis between Knas and Havalei L'Medik. If a man dies before he pays, if it's Mikra Adin, it's Yashim have to pay. If he has Irish. If it's Alt Knas, you know the Marish Knas Labanov. The child doesn't have to pay the Knas. Big nafkaminis. Another nafkamina, which we'll see. If it's Alt Knas, then the Teveh has to swear that he's a Bari. If it's because of Ikar Adin, because I'm Peshe Abishmi Rasi, then no. If I'm Peshe Abishmi Rasi, then no. Now this is sort of setting the table for learning Vayta. I'm not telling you any guidance now, I'm just telling you Pshat in the Gemara, from Ramban and the Rashba. If you don't have this, there's no sense in coming to Shir on Sunday. No sense. It means you don't know the Gemara. Buckle down and make sure you understand both Mahalchim and the Gemara. There's no sense in going any further. If you don't follow this Nakuda, which has to do with the whole army, there's no sense in going Vayta. And those of you who don't have this Nakuda in the Gemara, I'm going to walk over to the guys on Sunday and ask them. If you don't know what's flying with this, don't come to Shia to look at my face. I'll give you a picture. Don't come to stare at me. If you don't know Pshat in the Gemara, it's a waste of time. You're not going to follow. If I walk over to you tomorrow and Sunday and I ask you, these two Mahalchim of the Gemara, know the two Mahalchim. Because without it, there's no place to go Vayta in the Gemara. You're wasting your time. Start your summer with that. Okay, make sure you have Klar. This is Pshat in the Gemara. This is the Mahalach in the Gemara. From there, we can go on Vayta to talking about where does it go, why have a Leila Medik, why not have a Leila Medik, what's the price of a Gazlan. But without this, the pshat in the first Kashin Teretz in the Gemara, second Kashin Teretz, it's impossible to go back. Now, what you have to do is take out a Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Samachay, learn Sif Aleph, and learn Sif Beis. Two simple simonim. Sif Aleph talks about someone who stole from one of two people, and the two of them are Bari. They're Bari, and each one says, I know you stole from me. That's Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, that's a Machlokes of Tafer of Akiva on bottom of the Yamid, you pass it for Akiva. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, you stole from one of two people, and they're a Shema, they don't remember if you stole from them. So that's Sif Beis. That's the Shaila in Sif Beis. No Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. If you're going to learn Sif Aleph and read the words properly, you're going to see that the Shulchan Aruch paskins in the Reisha in Sif Aleph that it's a Knas, like the Mahalach of the Rashba. Now what we're going to do Sunday is again learn this Rashba and Ramban, and we're going to ask ourselves which Shita is more Mestaver, which makes sense. Does it make sense that on a Ganav there's a Taina Havalei L'Medik? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. And whichever Shita makes more sense, we'll have to understand the other Shita. And see, by that pligi, that's the clue that we have to work on for Sunday. But you can't get there until you start off with this mahalach in the Gemara, with knowing the shakla v'tarya here in the Gemara. So you have a lot of homework for Sunday. Make sure you put in the time tomorrow, Sunday, it's Hashem. We're going to come back to this Monday.